There's our friend Daryl Pass, the Senior Manager of Recovery Support Services at the Kenneth Young Center. Hi, Daryl. How are you doing today?
I'm well, John. How about yourself?
Yeah, really good. Although Overdose Awareness Day is coming up, right? I didn't know there was such a thing, but I guess at the end of summer on the 31st, day to raise awareness and reduce the stigma of opioid overdoses, huh?
Yes, sir. It's August 31st every year.
Is that a national thing or is that something we do locally?
No, that's a national thing, sir.
And I wonder why that day. Is there some significance to August 31?
It was just, I believe it was just a day that was decided on, you know, as recovery month in September, you know. So grateful that is even being acknowledged.
Well, and what does that mean? What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, one of the things that we do at Kenneth Young is we don't concentrate so much on the day that the family got the phone call or the doorbell rang, you know, because the individual who unfortunately made their transition as a result of overdose, and even some folks classified, you know, when it comes to fentanyl, that it was poisoning, which I totally understand. But it's about, you know, really celebrating the individual's life, acknowledging that this is an issue in society and that it has impacted so many families. I know, you know, you and I have been connected for a couple of years now, John. I know you've heard me say you many times, you know, I'm a survivor of two overdoses, you know, and grateful to be here. Nonetheless, it doesn't take away the impact of the families who loved ones were not able to do that. And so I kind of look at it as an opportunity to speak for those individuals. And there's other folks that come to our events that are survivors as well. But we also, John, give a huge space for those who have been impacted by this horrific situation to share the piece that I encourage them to do, which has taken off into an unbelievable way, is talk about the good stuff. You know, because the individuals, we are not defined by that substance.
Are you having an event? Are you having something that you're inviting people to attend, Daryl?
Yes, we're having our third annual event. It's going to be this Sunday from 1 to 4 at Kenneth Young Center, 1001 Rowley Road in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Absolutely.
I saw that around Chicago, at least on the north side, they are taking some old newsstands in Uptown and Lakeview, and rather than, you know, Red Eye or some newspaper being in there, they're actually putting in there Narcan. Are you familiar with this?
I am. And we have those as well, John. We're out in Northwest Suburban Schaumburg, but our distribution has reached as far as we have actual. We just placed this week our 10th Narcan vending machine, the actual vending machine. And we put that at Center on Halsted. We also have one at Ray Space in Chicago. And we have multiple, I call them recovery Barneys. They're paper. They like, you know, they're shaped like old newspaper stands, but they're heavy-duty plastic. You open them up, and the Narcan is right there.
Do you pay for that, Daryl? Does the individual pay for that?
No, you know, the Narcan is free. The Narcan is free out of the vending machines as well.
And if somebody goes to the vending machine, they get that Narcan. Are they doing that in an emergency situation, like, oh, my God, quick, get in the car, run down and get it? Or are people just coming by and getting it and having it in their bathroom cabinet in case there's the need?
Folks are using it in case there's a need. We have individuals, like I have, I would never break anonymity, but I have a couple that I work with where both of them use. And they keep Narcan because there's always something going on between the two of them.
Yeah.
To keep each other safe, you know. They, get the Narcan.
I wonder how much time somebody has from the time they overdosed to Narcan saving them. Do you have any numbers on that, Daryl?
Minutes. And it really depends on the individual, though, John. You know, and what you've induced. You know, what you've induced. Because, you know, fentanyl, you know, is a tough one. Carfentanil is a tough one. So it depends on the potency and the individual's health. It really does. But in most cases, you know, a few minutes, you know.
Really. So if you know somebody who's using or suspect that, better to go get the Narcan now rather than wait for that moment when you need it.
When you know someone, one of your loved ones or whomever is using, being proactive with your Narcan is the best way to be.
Yeah. One last thing, Daryl, before I let you go. Is the volume of opioids the same going up or down in the country right now?
It depends on where you're at. You know, it's funny you should bring that up because, you know, they came out with the statistics not too long ago and they had to retract it because, John, they don't really survey the folks in certain areas, you know, where if you speak to the coroner, you know, it has superseded that, but they don't really look at that category. So it's better, but it's still very high, man. Very high.
It's good to talk to you, Daryl. These are sobering conversations sometimes, but it's also good to know there's somebody on the front line. Daryl is the Senior Manager of Recovery Support Services at the Kenneth Young Center. And on the 31st, for much of the day at their facility, you can be part of the celebration of people who have been affected by this. You can click on kennethyoung.org, kennethyoung.org. Next time you and I talk, let's be in the same room, Daryl, but it's good to talk to you on the phone today, too.
Always, John. Listen, man, you have a safe and happy holiday.
Healthy and happy holiday to you, too.